Pure energy.
Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide.
All right, folks, welcome into another show here of Real Estate Realities. Thanks for joining me, your host, Justin Hermes, right here on KRDO News Radio, every Sunday at 10:30 and again at 1. If you missed any of the past shows, you want to listen to them, we did a great one on appreciation, the highest appreciating areas we're going to see in Colorado Springs over the next 10 years. Just go to KRDONewsRadio.com, look for Real Estate Realities, and you can get some knowledge. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call at 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. We're going to right now head into the good, which is, if you saw in the Gazette, Monument Creek development, boy, that looks pretty, the renderings. And as much as I was against tearing down the Drake Power Plant, I still am, because, you know, really, it's a utility burden on us, and it was a quick shotgun decision that was pushed up from 2030, you know, really to about 6 months ago, and not properly planned, so that's why we're seeing such a high rate increase. So that I'm against, but it can't all be negative, because they are revitalizing the area, and that is the good, folks. It's key for our economy, connecting old Colorado City to downtown, having that creek run through, and the park that's going to be going in. The renderings look great. Check them out. So that's the good, is the Monument Creek development looks fantastic. The bad is we got $178 million slotted for affordable housing coming out of the governor's office up there in Colorado and the state legislators. And I'm just telling you, anytime government gets involved, it gets worse. They shouldn't mess with the industry. They need to stay away from it, because ultimately it's going to become our tax dollars that pay for these things. And it's just kind of like the discount on property taxes. Someone pays, folks. It's not free money that's out there. And anytime we see the government get involved in housing, like with permits and controlling VRBOs, it never ends up in favor of the landlord, and we have to protect our property rights here in Colorado. So let us not forget either what this weekend is about. It's Memorial Day weekend, folks, and that's what makes our country a beautiful place to live in. It is the men and women who've served and have lost their lives doing so to fight for our freedom and to make sure the United States of America stays a free place to live. And it's just heartwarming when you go out to these services. We're going to be going to one on Saturday out at the World War II Memorial, and just honoring those who lost their lives fighting for our freedom here in the great country, the United States of America. It is a blessing to live here, folks. Stick around as we head into the second segment. We're going to be talking about two tools the government helps you with, the VA and FHA loan. The third segment, we're going to bring Ron in. He's going to be talking about home security. Stick around. You're listening to Real Estate Realities with Justin Hermes, 719-232-1063.
Pure energy.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Folks, thanks for sticking with me. We're cruising into the second segment here at Real Estate Realities. If you're joining me right now, my name is Justin Hermes. Give me a ring if you got questions, 719-232-1063, folks. So right now, a lot of people are frustrated with the government and inflation and gas prices. Not a fun time, right? Well, let's focus on the positive. There's two tools out there that the government put in place way back when, folks, and I'm talking 1940s. And this is where you, the radio listener, should be focusing on the positive things the government has done for you to create real estate wealth, okay? So the first topic is VA loan, right? It is open to any active duty military, any retired military. If you've had 2 years of service, you qualify for a VA loan, folks. It is the greatest benefit you have as an active duty soldier or as a veteran, is the VA loans. It was created in 1944 by Franklin Roosevelt, okay? The max loan at that time was $2,000. Right now, the VA loan is unlimited, folks. You heard that right. There's no cap on how much you can spend for a VA loan. Now, obviously, your debt-to-income ratio, you have to qualify for the loan, but there is no cap on how much you can borrow for a VA loan. Now, when this was put into place, it was to really ease post-World War II economy and help soldiers get homes. That was the big thing. These soldiers are coming back. They're adapting back into society. And Franklin D. Roosevelt said, what better way than home ownership? And let's give them the benefit of the VA home loan, folks. And so you may wonder, what is a VA home loan, right? First thing that pops to mind, it's a no money down loan. Most people know that. I don't have to bring any money to the table. Boy, that sounds great. But you need to know the fine details of the loan and what that is. The VA funding fee is 2.3%, folks. Right? There's still zero down payment, but if you're buying a house at, say, your loan is $500,000, right? And you take that and you go 2.3%, your VA funding fee is $11,500. Okay? That's with no down payment, right? If you use it again after that, it goes up to 3.6 for your VA funding fee. So it increases when you use it again. But this is what I'll tell you. The good news is if you can put down 5%, that same $500,000 house, the VA funding fee goes down to 1.65. Now, I'm doing the math here right now. That brings it down to $8,250, right? If you go to 10% down, it goes down to 1.4% for the VA funding fee, okay? So people kind of question, you know, well, why am I paying this VA funding fee? Well, you don't have mortgage insurance, folks. That's the kicker. There is no mortgage insurance attached to your loan as a monthly payment. So they subsidize that by having a VA funding fee that you pay up front, okay? Now, if you're doing a cash out refinance, right, you're taking money out of your house, that is then a 2.3% VA funding fee. But I'm going to mention it again, no mortgage insurance. It's a great product. And really how I've helped a lot of radio listeners create true real estate wealth is using this VA loan to buy a fourplex, a duplex, a triplex, and that is the kicker. Not a lot of people know you can use your VA loan to buy multifamily. I helped a radio listener last year buy a fourplex for $1 million. Beautiful fourplex, three levels to it, attached garage, fantastic deal. And yes, they qualified income-wise, so with that VA loan, there's no limit on it. They could then go buy a fourplex. If you had a beautiful fourplex, say it was a rancher on each unit, 2,000 square feet, two-car garages, you could do it for $2 million. So it's a great tool, and there's no cap on it. It's very, very important for you to know that you have this VA eligibility if you're in active duty or retired military, and that you can use it time over time again. And the important part is if you have the money to put down the 5%, 10% down, it is a fantastic deal for you. On the other side of things, if you do have 100% disability, no VA funding fee, folks. You heard that right. If you have 100% disability rating, that means you have a zero funding fee. You can use it over and over again, and you will not have a funding fee. Now, if you have a VA loan on a property and you want to use it again, then you need to refinance, pull that VA loan off so you can free it up and use your VA eligibility again, okay? So there's different ways to work this, but it is one of the best ways for you to create real estate wealth if you have served our country, okay? We go into FHA loans now. An FHA loan is for everybody, okay? You don't have to be a veteran. It's under the Federal Housing Administration. Started in 1934. It was to increase construction, create affordability. And at that time, folks, in 1934, one out of every 10 families were renting at that time. Unbelievable. And I think we may see a return to that number. It's daunting, right? 50% of Colorado Springs are in a lease right now. They're currently renting 50% of Colorado Springs. And people go, that number is so high. Well, listen to what I just told you. One out of every 10 throughout the nation were renting. You know, it really is. I mean, it's unbelievable when you look back and how history can repeat itself. And so 83% of first-time home buyers have used the FHA loan. It's easier to get in with lower credit. The biggest thing is the lower down payment, right? The bank takes the risk on taking these loans that have lower down payment, lower credit scores, and that's why they're federally backed loans. They go down all the way to 620 as far as credit score goes. The negative on the deal is if you only put 3.5% down, the mortgage insurance stays for the life of the loan. The only way it will fall off is if you put 10% down. This change was made back in 2012, and I don't agree with it at all because you could be paying on your FHA mortgage where you put 3.5% down, you've 1 year left, and you're still paying mortgage insurance and you owe $1,000 on the property. To me, it's not fair. It's what they did to get more reserves in place. That was the decision of the Federal Housing Administration to make that change to really create more of a buffer. So if you can do it 10% down, then when you get to an 80-20 loan to value, the FHA mortgage insurance will fall off. And you may say, well, what's the big deal with the FHA mortgage insurance, right? Well, I'm going to tell you what the big deal on it is. If you buy a $500,000 house, it is 1.05% mortgage insurance. That's a little over $500 you're paying monthly for an FHA loan. If you do a 15-year, this is what I want you to really listen to. You do a 15-year, it's half that. It's 0.45% for a 15-year. I mean, that is an unbelievable deal. So definitely look into that. They also have an upfront funding fee on it. They call it a premium. It's 1.75% of your loan. Okay, so if you can fall into a conventional product, it's obviously way better than doing FHA. Conventional, you can go as little as 5% down. But with a conventional, you can't go buy a multifamily property unless you do 20% down. So I've helped a lot of radio listeners go FHA, 3.5% down, and go buy a fourplex. Now they're paying a ton in mortgage insurance monthly, $600-$700. Remember, that's a tax write-off. So you take 25% right off the top on that. So it's not as bad as it seems up front, but they're getting a multifamily property for as little as 3.5% down. They're able to keep that 17% in their pocket, right? You only can use that FHA loan one time within 60 miles of another property. So you could purchase a house in, like I did, Washington, D.C., use the FHA mortgage. That's what I used to get in on my first home. Come back here to Colorado, which I did, and use another FHA loan. Totally fine. Has to be 60 miles away from the property you currently have an FHA loan on. I took the property here. I refinanced it into a conventional. Mortgage insurance dropped off. All is good as long as rates are low. If you have an FHA loan and you're at 3%, you want to refinance now, well, you're looking at about a 5% interest rate and it's a wash compared to what your mortgage insurance is and the rate difference. So very important you know the difference between VA, FHA, and then we go into CHAFA. You hear a lot of people, you know, you see this online, zero money down, I put nothing down on this house and I got a grant from the state of Colorado. Folks, when it's too good to be true, it is. Your closing costs are double. They're closer to $10,000 because they're taking some of that closing cost off the seller side to compensate for your down payment. The rate is much higher because they make that money on the back end. And then a lot of these have prepayment penalties. So if you decide to move within 5 years, you're going to owe a fee back to CHAFA. You're going to have a prepayment penalty. If you refinance too soon, prepayment penalty. Right? So you have to read the fine print when it comes to these CHAFA loans. I haven't done one in a couple years because the product, in my opinion, is just, it's not good. It's not a good product anymore. And if you're scratching to get into the market, look for the FHA loan. Now, I'm going to mention the last loan product here, which is the best one besides the VA. If you're not a veteran or currently serving in the military, try to use the Home Ready loan through Churchill Mortgage. This is a fantastic product. It's actually a conventional product where you can put 3% down. Now, here's the kicker. Your income has to be under $70,000. You have to have excellent credit, but the positives are unbelievable. No mortgage insurance, and you're in a conventional product, folks. One of the best loan products you can get, right? So you call down to Churchill and ask him, if you're thinking about shopping for a home right now, this is a great tool for you. Use the Home Ready. See if you fall in the criteria of income and credit, and you can put as little as 3% down and not have the mortgage insurance. So you have to do your due diligence on the lending side. That's what I tell people. Before you go shopping, you have to make sure you have the right loan product. It's critical, folks. And you have to make that game plan financially to make sure that we're dialed in when we start shopping with you. So call the guys at Churchill Mortgage. Obviously, you know Jay Garvin's. They will get you Churchill certified. Then we meet together and we set the goal to how do we stay in your financial budget? What area of town do you want to invest in? Are we looking to move in and move out after a year and rent the property? Are we looking for multifamily? What are your long-term goals with real estate and creating passive income? These are the things you have to dig into. And a lot of the time, you go out with the realtor, jump in the car, and they say, well, you want to find your dream home? You know, purchase anything you want. What I'm going to tell you is it needs to be a good investment. It's one of your largest investments, and we want to have all our ducks in a row so you can succeed and have real estate as part of your retirement, folks. So stick around here. We talk about real estate being your greatest asset. We're going to bring Ron in. We're going to talk about home security, how important it is, and how he can be your trusted resource. Go-to guy. You have his cell phone number, and you can call him. He can come out and talk to you about protecting, whether you have a multifamily, a commercial property, fire inspections that are needed, or just security for your single-family home. You're listening to Justin Hermes on KRDO News Radio. We'll be right back. Questions over the break. Give me a call, 719-232-1063.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Folks, welcome into the third segment here of Real Estate Realities. Thanks for sticking with me, your host, Justin Hermes. If you have questions throughout the segment, give me a call, 719-232-1063. We have a very special guest in today, a topic we've never talked about, folks, because it hasn't crossed my radar until I met Ron, and he shared with me the importance of really protecting your greatest asset. We work so hard to get people in investment properties and single-family homes, and having the security to protect the asset is a very important part. So Ron, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me, Justin. It's going to be an awesome time.
You got it. So Ron, just tell us a little bit about your company, how you got started, and kind of your why, and you know why you're in this industry.
Why? Rush Alarms is a locally owned company. We've been here for 13 years and started by Stan. Great company. We do both commercial and residential, more so commercial just because we're an amazing company. We do a lot of things, key access. We do cameras, alarms, finger touch access, things of that nature. And we also do home alarms for your residents as well.
Great. And you do fire inspections, those things as well?
Yes, we also do fire inspections for commercial building.
That's fantastic. So when we think cameras and stuff like that, you know, a lot of people think, oh, ADT, and, you know, I'll just look it up online. How's it different? You know, when someone reaches out to you, Ron, what are the things you talk over with them? What are some of the different services you may have, you know, for a single family compared to somebody who owns an office building?
Reliability is our biggest thing, customer service. What we have is we give people access to, especially if they have cameras, they can access all of the cameras from their phone, different from ADT. I mean, we don't do the hard line and we do hotspot, basically where the cloud per se. You have access to the cloud on your phone and you can see all types of things that happen at your facility. If anything were to happen where an alarm went off, they show you through your phone what's going on. And if you need to call the authorities, then you can do it from there.
Got it. So do you have it set up where it'll automatically dial the authorities, or is it first go to the consumer and then the consumer makes the decision on who they want to call?
First going to the consumer, because a lot of times there are things that happen to where the wind may cause it or just small things that cause it. But if once you see it on a camera and you see it's a threat, then that's when you will call the authorities.
That's great. And so as far as smoke, fire, and stuff like that, is that set up as well? Is that an option?
Yes, sir. We even have flood detection. So flood detection, smoke alarms, carbon monoxide, things of that nature as well. We do everything to protect your best asset.
That's great. And so, folks, if you're listening right now, we got Ron on from Rush Alarms. We're talking about, you know, really everything when it comes to home security. If you have an office space, cameras. Thing that popped in my mind right away is if you're on a crawl space, we have some multifamily that's on crawl spaces, and the tenant wouldn't be in the crawl space, right? There's no reason for them to be down there unless they're changing a furnace filter. And if we have a hot water heater that breaks, or maybe we have some drainage that comes in, you have something that you can put down there that would notify the homeowner.
Most definitely. We build every system to the customer's specifications, what they want to do. If they have a concern for flood damage, or if they have a concern for smoke, things of that nature, or someone crashes the glass, we have a system that can attach to the glass and alert the client as of that as well.
I think one of the most important things is the water. I really do.
Just
because
yes, I do too.
We've seen water damage in crawl space where you wouldn't know for years, really. And then you're into a huge mold issue. Right?
Right.
And what a lot of people don't know is, you know, insurance isn't going to cover that, right? Unless it's a busted pipe. If you have water that has come through drainage or through a window well and the basement's sealed off or it's unfinished, right? And the tenant isn't down there, you'd have no way of really knowing that you have water damage.
That's true.
You know, so that's key. What is that run ballpark? Say I got a single family home that I rent out, it's an unfinished basement, and I wanted to have the flood monitoring, you know, not cameras, but just a security system in place. Are we talking, is that as expensive as $100 a month? Or
you know? Basic systems start for commercials around $59, residential $55, and we build accordingly. We do a basic alarm system and then add accordingly if they want cameras, they want glass protection, if they want water, if they want CO2, things of that nature. We customize it to whatever they want to do.
So that's great. And you come out there, you meet with them and kind of see, you know, what their concerns are, and then you dial it in from there. It sounds like it's pretty a la carte.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's great. So, you know, explain to us that you go out, you meet with these consumers. What's on the forefront of their mind? Are they really looking at it going, I want cameras? Is that you're seeing the big concern? Or is it, hey, I want the security system in place, or I want protection against water damage?
Most of the clients want the basic alarm system to alert them if something were to happen, one, to protect the family, protect kids, or commercial, protecting the actual building. When I'm meeting with someone, I give them as much information as possible. So even it's not so much we have to have 15 cameras, but if you have one or two, basically the entryways, I would always suggest one to two cameras to basically give you an eye view of the front door, rear door, and then the alarm system that basically gives the monitoring and everything of all of that.
Yeah, that's great. And so if you got porch pirates, they're coming by, taking packages, this is something you can use. You get them on footage, turn it over to the authorities, and probably have a little more success tracking someone down, right?
Most definitely, because our camera system gives you 10 times better visual than a Ring doorbell per se.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's interesting. So how long can you go back? Say I'm on vacation and I come back, realize somebody's broke into my house and I need the footage. Is it a race after a week? What's that look like?
Depending on the client, I mean, we can go as far as 30 days.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
And so it's all stored up in a cloud. It's as easy as you go back, you pick the day, you pick the time, and you can go right to that snapshot.
Yes, sir.
That's fantastic. That's great. How do people get in contact with you? I want you to share a little bit, cell phone number, if you have a website, email, how you prefer people to reach out.
Yes, you can call Ron Hester at 719-377-7428, or you can go to rushalarms.com, rushalarms.com, and you can see everything we have to offer.
That's great. And so locally owned, you said, correct?
Yes.
So that's important. You guys aren't under a big corporation like ADT where it's, hey, this is how you do the business and you can't fine-tune things and really work, you know, specific needs for the clients, huh?
Customer service is our number one concern. If something were to fail, we're not going to give you the runaround of telling you have to call this person or call this person. No, you call one person, you call me, and I handle it within 48 hours.
Yeah, and that's why we've run on the show. You know, we have a lot of monthly show sponsors like Austin Darby, House Check, and the thing that runs consistent, like our moving company, Aero Moving and Storage, Unified Title, is there's one person you contact. You know, it's like for insurance, you don't call State Farm and sit on a 1-800 number, you call Austin directly. And so that rings true with Ron. That's why we bring you on, because it's important. The customer service has gotten lost, you know, as we get into this new age. It is, hey, go online, request a chat, or send an email, or sit on hold for an hour. And it's very important that somebody can have contact with someone locally, and it's the education, right?
Yes.
Because a lot of times people get sold a bill of goods, and that's the thing we focus here as Real Estate Realities, is giving people the knowledge, the information, having them make the decision and then provide excellent customer service.
Most definitely. That's exactly what I do.
That's great. So anything you want to add? We got about a minute and a half left. Is there something I didn't touch on that you think is important that the consumers should know?
No, I think you did a great job. And again, if you want to contact Ron Hester at 719-377-7428, let me come out and talk to you and see what your concerns are and let me make or build a system that perfectly fits your home or your business.
Yeah, it's great. I'm glad I ran into Ron because this is something we've been doing the show for, what, Matt, 4 or 5 years now, never talked about home security. And it is important, as we do see, unfortunately, more break-ins, more crime, you know, and just having the cameras there to really, you know, track what's going on at your house.
That's true.
Fantastic. So,
yes.
Folks, I mentioned it earlier in the first segment. It's Memorial Day weekend. Remember what that weekend means. The men and women who fought for our freedom lost their lives doing so. And I would just challenge you to do something in remembrance of them. I know I'm going out to the World War II Museum on Saturday at 11 o'clock. They're going to do a great tribute out there. But there's many other things that go on down at Memorial Park. And just go out and show your patriotism for this country and the men and women who've served. And Ron, that's hats off to you as well, because you served as a Marine, correct?
I sure did. So thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for your service, man. That's what makes this country great.
Yes.
So,
amen.
All right, folks, another show in the books. Thanks for joining me. Real Estate Realities. The most important thing is using the gifts God is giving you, blessing somebody else in the community. We'll be right back here next Sunday, 10:30, and again at 1. Justin Hermes, 232-1063. Ron, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.